Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Let's look into word again. Father, we see ourselves as a man with authority. We see ourselves as a man pulling down the works of darkness. We see ourselves as who you have made us, healing the sick, relieving the oppressed, casting out of demons, doing the works of Jesus. We see ourselves as the one taking up the works of the gospel boldly, as the one, as a man with signs and wonders, as a man without any impossibility. We see ourselves as one with power, standing as sons of God, displacing the works of darkness, healing the sick. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, please speak your Bible. John 14, verse 1. So the things of the Spirit is part 3 of series 2. Okay, remember where we stopped last time. Say we don't serve dumb idols. Say we don't serve dumb idols. So the things of the Spirit, they are neither legalistic nor superstitious. I've told you that before. We can explain it. We don't serve dumb idols. We don't serve things. The things of the Spirit, they are not legalistic. They are not superstitious. They can be explained. They can be explained. They can be explained. Line upon line, they can be explained. Praise God. Things can be explained. It's not just a matter of anyhow it comes. That is up to God. It can be explained. That is why if you have checked the ministry of Jesus, a lot of people only focus on the miraculous part. They didn't see the teaching part. Even in the miracle meetings of Jesus, there is so much teaching, so that men can come to value the word, so that men can come to appreciate the power of God. Without teaching, you will discard the power of God. Without teaching, a man will not even receive the power of God for himself. He must be taught. He must be taught to value the power of God. It's not just, there is no shortcut to the things of the Spirit. You must be taught to value the power of God. You must be taught to value. You must be taught to value. If you are not taught, you will disdain God's power. If you are not taught, you will disdain God's ability. If you are not taught, you will disdain God's miraculous faculty made available to you. It must be taught so value. And like I love to say, please don't forget, learn to study Bibles in paragraphs. In paragraphs. The mistake some people do at times is they try to read, like maybe they have, please don't have your own mindset before reading the Bible. We don't do that. Each passage of the Bible asks what it is discussing. If you to be candid, it's not every chapter of the Bible that is talking about eternal salvation. So when you now want to try to interpret eternal salvation from every chapter of the Bible, that is when you now start having doubts as touching if a believer is saved eternally or is not saved eternally. For instance, like we have been studying that Matthew chapter 12, is 12 or 13 that we were looking at before in the last series, talking about priorities, right? That is never a place for you to learn salvation from. What is the topic of that place? It's talking about priorities, about persecution, about how to let go, about the fact that, well, these things will come, but you must remain on your feet. Same way, if you read a place like Luke chapter 9, for instance, that is not a place to read and you are looking for salvation from there. Luke 9, that is where it's like from those 59 to 62, that is where he was talking about those who have under priority. Follow me, but he's saying, what is he saying? Let me go and bury my father. When now, if something that no man have who's laying his hand on the plow, looking back is what fit for the kingdom. That means this chapter, it asks what he's discussing. Are you with me? For instance, like I love to say, that's 1 Corinthians 14, for instance, now. Yeah, it's not a place to learn from if a lady is allowed to preach in church. What you learn from 1 Corinthians 14 is order. The topic of that place is what? Orderliness in church. So that means I am not reading the Bible, like I'm not having an idea in my head before searching the Bible. I simply read the Bible and I receive what he is saying per paragraph. Are you with me? There are chapters, there are places that talk about salvation. And once you see it, you will never doubt your salvation. But by the time you now want to put salvation into every chapter of the Bible, you will enter issues. That is when you now start having doubts as touching our reality in Christ. Do you understand? So how do you study the Bible? Paragraphs. Paragraphs. What is it talking about per time? If you don't read the story of Judas, and I say because Judas had an issue, and Judas said it will be better for him to for some that the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto whoever betrayed the Son of Man, that it is better for him that he should not be born. You don't read that now and use it to explain salvation. You will see what he's talking about there. What did Judas lose at the end of the day? He lost ministry. So that is not the place to explain that, okay, if somebody does something, he will not make heaven. Don't put making heaven in every chapter. Once you have that mindset, you will never know anything. You will not know anything. The same way you now go to 1 Corinthians 9. You read how Paul is saying, I put my body under subjection, right? Lest after I preach to others, I should be a castaway. What will you see there again? Hellfire. Whereas the subject matter is talking about letting go of my rights so that I can what profit in ministry. So you look at each chapter, you look at that 1 Corinthians 10 right now, that is just talking about a believer should not give himself to what all those is rebellious who give himself to, so that he can profit in ministry, so that he will not be tempted like they are, so that he will not reap any physical consequence of sin. You don't read that to explain salvation. 1 Corinthians 5:2, when he's talking about delivering to Satan, he's not talking about salvation. 1 Corinthians 3, when he's talking about in a good house, that is 2 Timothy. When he's talking about 1 Timothy, when he's talking about if any man build upon the same foundation, wood, stubble, he will receive your own reward, but anybody shall be saved, yet too by fire. He's discussing the reward of what? Ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 4, when he's talking about I've fought the good fight, I've kept the course, I've learned, I've kept the faith, there remains for me what? A crown of righteousness. That is not salvation. Are you with me? When he said in 2 Timothy, in the great house, there is not only vessels of good wood, vessels of gold and silver, you also have vessels of stone. That is not salvation. Praise God. So you study each chapter. What is it talking about? It's not, you will hardly, in fact, in the book of Revelation, a lot part is talking about doctrine, ministry. You don't go to Revelation and say, okay, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, he said, okay, because you are neither good nor odd, I will spew thee out. In the call that salvation too. Praise God. So don't have a mindset in your head before reading the Bible. Whereas you will find a lot of reason why not to know God. You will find enough reason not to know God. You will find enough reason not to trust His word. Read each. That means you. I don't give the Bible my own idea. I interpret the idea in the Bible. I don't put my own idea into the chapters and verses of the Bible. I see it and I pick what it's trying to say. I don't learn before going to the Bible. I go to the Bible to learn. I read everything. I don't read one chapter, one verse. Well, you just go to Psalm 130. If God should mark into iniquity, who shall stand? Brethren, you will not stand. Brethren, you will not stand. Cry, weep, mourn. I don't finish reading this. But there's what? Forgiveness with thee, that thou mightest be feared. Praise God. So, I beg you, learn to study the chapter, the each verses. What is it talking about? John 14 now. Verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 2. In my what? Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. What is he talking about? I go to prepare a place for you. He's going. That means he's going to die, right? That I go means he's going to die. So to prepare a place for us talks about his resurrection. Amen? So we are in the resurrected Christ. It talks about his resurrection. His resurrection. We are in the resurrected Christ. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be what? Also. That where I am, you may be what? Also. Praise God. Say we are together. Say we are now together. Say I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me. We'll go back to that John 10:28. Let me be a bit faster in this beginning part. If there's anything you should be able to explain this church, is the things of the Spirit. It's so clear. I made it very simple. We pick it elementary. I didn't do too much long thing about it. Just see it because it's not too much. Some things in the Bible, they are not that much. The prayer is not that much. Prayer is that you pray. The things of the Spirit, they are not that much. It's just that you just see it and you do it. It's not much. Amen? You now come every day and I'm teaching you every day about things of the Spirit. That means before I know it, I will start looking for extra things that is not in the Bible. But it's not much there. Just know who you are, do it. What we see that is much in the Bible is ministry, is salvation. Hallelujah. So you study the Bible with the priorities of the Bible. Don't put what is in your head. Don't go into the Bible for an idea. Pick it, respect the description of the Bible, respect the ideas of the Bible, respect the yardsticks of the Bible, respect the volumes of the Bible. Where is loud, be loud. Where is silent, be silent. Where is mild, be mild. Do you get me, sir, Sama? John 10:28 I give unto them eternal life, they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So the plan of God is that life given Christ. So in his resurrection, he gives life. That's what it means that where I am, there you may be also. In the resurrection of Jesus, what does he give? He gives life. Say, he gives life. Say, in his resurrection, he gives life. Thank you. John 17:2 Look at it. Open. If you see something in the Bible, the portions that speaks about salvation will give you no room for doubt. It will not give you any room for doubt. You will not even see any works close to it. But it's when you are now trying to have an issue here, you are looking at everything because you have, and somebody that has told you before that salvation can never be this, that no. So you now want to substantiate that idea from every nook and cranny. That's why somebody will say, Judas went to hell. I say, Demas went to hell. The Demas left what? The Demas have forsaken me. So who did Demas leave? The Demas have left Jesus. Forgotten that it's not only Demas that is risen there. It's only Demas. 2 Timothy 4 is there. It's not only Demas. Titus is even there. A whole Titus that a book is dedicated to him is part of them. Just like if I sent you to Kebbi and you say, Pastor, I beg. Masters. That's what he's saying. And you ran away to Lagos to marry a boo. That's what Paul is saying. He's not talking about salvation. Don't put salvation everywhere. Praise God. If you want to study salvation, look for where it is discussed. You will never have a doubt. See John 17 verse 2. We have read this before. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that which power does Jesus have over all flesh, that he should what? Give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. That is as many as believed, like we have studied before. As many as believed, that you give eternal life to as many as believe, as thou hast given him. Now go to Hebrews 3:12. So that is the plan of God. In the resurrected Christ, he gives life. He's a life giver. He's a life giver. Hebrews 3:12, take it, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the life-giving God. The life-giving God is Christ. God gives life in his Son. God gives life in his Son. God gives life in his Son. Life-giving God. Living God there is life-giving God. His tautology to be saying God is living, but he's life-giving. He gives life. Said the Son. Gives life. John 5. Please be fast. John 5:21. Let's open this. It's the things of the Spirit. But don't forget, for us to get it properly, you must pass through the house of salvation. Small saint, are you with me? Come on, let's read together. John 5:21. Want to go? For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeness. Even so, the what? Son quickeneth whom he will. Amen? Now, he's not talking about two different jobs. He's not saying the Father can raise the dead, the Son also can raise the dead. That how does the Father raise the dead? Through the Son. He's talking about the same thing. That activity of the Father of raising the dead, he carries it out in who? In who? In the Son. He's not saying the Father can do his own, the Son can do his own. If you read The next verse 22. For the Father judgeth how many man? Look at 22. John 5:22. For the Father judgeth how many man? Say no man, but has committed all judgment unto who? The Son. Simple. That all men should honor who? The Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. Is that clear? See John 4. So it is the Son that gives life. See John 4 verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee what? The living water. Hallelujah. That's John 4 verse what? 10. See verse 14. 14. For whosoever drinketh of this water shall what? That I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Say the Son is the giver of eternal life. John 7. John 7, 37. It don't say God is the giver. It's his Son. The Son. He gives. God gives life in his Son. God cannot bless you outside Jesus. You remember that blessings in the Ephesians 1. Where are they located? In Christ. Thank you. John 7 now. Let me read 37. In the last day, that the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So out of whose belly? Out of whose belly? Is that of you? Is that of you? Because see the next verse. Want to go? But this spake he of the what? The Spirit, which they that believe on him should rely. Come on, you what? Receive. Why? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why? That Jesus. So who gives the Holy Ghost? Who gives the Holy Ghost? Jesus. Who receives the Holy Ghost? Us. So who gives the living water? So who receives the living water? So out of whose belly flows living water? Christ, right? So is this saying that you'll be holding your hand, your belly in the miracle meeting? I know I've done it very well. Hold your belly. Groan. See, out of my belly. Flow. It's from Jesus. Context. Very clear. Praise God. You don't need to do spooky things before people receive stuff from you. Go back to John 14. So it's clear that Son is a giver. He's a giver. So when he's saying Hebrews 3:12, in departing from the living God blesses in Christ. That is why 1 Corinthians says, let us not tempt Christ like they also tempted. So he said the people in Numbers, setting in Numbers, that they actually tempted Christ because they went against the redemptive plan of God. Say both Old Testament, New Testament, God's medium of blessing does not change. Same Christ Jesus. Simple. That's the point. Okay. John 14 verse 4. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can you know the way? Just said, what? I am the way. Glory to God. I am the truth. I am the destination. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God. So who is the way to God? In Christ. Where do I find God? In Christ. Who is the truth of God? In Christ. In Christ. Verse 7, if you have known me, you would have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and you have seen him. So Jesus is not saying he is the Father. Don't get that wrong. He is not saying he is the Father. Don't forget, God is a spirit, right? The Father is a spirit. The Son is flesh. But all everything obtainable, everything that the Father has is only obtainable in the Son. All that the Father has is only obtainable in the Son. All that God has, you will find in Christ. God cannot bless you outside Christ. God cannot bless you outside Jesus. Everything that God has, we find in Christ. That's the meaning of Jesus. Is the Holy Ghost of God, the heir of God, the Son of God. That's the meaning. Because all of God's blessings he bestows. John 14 verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father is enough for us. 9. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you and you have not known me? Don't forget, he's not saying he's the Father. Philip, he that has seen me as what? Seen the Father. Talking about revelation. How do you know the Father? You need to see me. Learn of me. How seest thou now show us the Father? See verse 10. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth where? In me, he dwells the works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say the Father dwells the works. Say my makeup works miracles. Say my makeup works miracles. Say by the reason of the indwelling of the Spirit of God in me, I am commissioned of God to walk the works of Jesus. Say my makeup is all that is required to do the works of Jesus. Say the Father lives in me. Say therefore, I do the works of God. Amen, amen. You need to say this to yourself over and over again. Verse 11, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And what? Greater. Say greater. Come on, say greater works.
Yeah.
See, it's normal for you to be tired at this time. You have been at this since morning, but don't now put up a bad attitude, okay? You must show more seriousness. Like those who are standing up, that's good. Immediately you think that like, the day is catching up with you. Third day is catching up with you. Ensure you do something so that you can profit from the word, because the man of God has desired to bless you today with this same topic. Praise God. After this, we still have 1 month to go. Amen, amen. Praise God. Oh. So verily, verily, okay, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in you, or else believe me for the very work's sake. 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater, say greater, than this shall he do, because I go to the Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. Say, we walk the works of Jesus, that the Father may be glorified in us. Amen. 16, and if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. So now, let me start explaining to you. So why the Father's addition there is not just for exploit, it's for goodness. Right? That I explain. Why is it saying the Father is in me? That is who is doing the work. The Father in him talks about not only the exploit to be done, but goodness, the quality, goodness. Don't forget, Elijah could work miracles, right? Moses could work miracles. But what is the different thing about Jesus? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what? Good. Say, doing good. Doing good. Say, the indwelling of the Spirit commands us to use the power of God for goodness alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Commands us to use the power of God for goodness alone. Now, I want to do this tomorrow in tomorrow's service before, but tomorrow's service I will be strict on discipleship. Come. So, let's do this today. Amen. You are the ones I should teach this. You are the ones that you need to learn this. Learn this very well and get so much result in your outreaches. Say goodness. So therefore, with the emergence of the New Testament ministry, we uncover power for the sake of goodness alone. By the reason of the New Testament ministry, which is clearly written in 2 Corinthians 3, we uncover the power of God for goodness alone. We uncover God's power for goodness alone. We uncover God's power for what? For goodness alone. We uncover God's power for goodness alone. God's power is made available for goodness alone. For goodness alone. Amen. Say, by the reason of the New Testament ministry, we uncover power for goodness alone. So that means Elijah could uncover power, Moses uncovered and did a lot of things, but why the difference of saying greater works that the Father in me, the difference, the height is that what? Goodness. That means quality. Say quality. So when you are just hearing greater works, no, I can't, it's not just about the magnitude or well, Moses parted a sea, not a river. Amen? And how many people walked across? Millions. Amen? That's a lot, okay? So, but when you are hearing greater, I will subscribe with greater in quality, goodness. That means today, we are going to work miracles. We are not going to kill a wish. Today, we are going to provide. We are not going to kill. We supply. We supply life. We heal. We deliver. We don't give demons. We don't deliver a man for oppression. Not oppression, not death. We don't use the gift of the Spirit to nurse up the works of the flesh. We don't use the gift of the Spirit to nurse up. We don't use the gift of the Spirit to substantiate the works of the flesh. That means all those anger, wrath, we don't use the gift of the Spirit to sponsor such ideas. I'm angry about somebody. I don't use the gift of the Spirit to sponsor that anger, to take that anger to a permanent site, which maybe to curse people. James said, out of the same man comments blessings and cursing. This, my brethren, these things ought not to be so. Right? So we uncover power for goodness. We don't use the gift of the Spirit to sponsor the work of the flesh. Anger, wrath, no. Guess what? Man is already exposed to spiritual realms. Man is already exposed. You don't need to be in Christ to be exposed to spiritual realms. To see demons, to see angels, you don't have to be in Christ. Cornelius was not a Christian when he saw an angel. Balaam was not a Christian when his donkey was speaking. So, experiences, dreams, vision, that is not spiritually to us. Spiritually to us is we uncover power for goodness. So, somebody has said, yes, he raised plenty dead, he raised them, but immediately you hear that he also killed people. Immediately, he is not your man in the spirit. It's not the man you should listen to. That is not your own things of the spirit. Are you with me? Yeah. That is the peculiarity of the New Testament ministry. Maybe you are hearing that that he killed the maker life. Just forget it. That's not your focus. Praise God. Amen. So, a man can give his mind to demonology through things, careful steps, careful steps, patterns. Are you with me? Like Mayor was telling me before, and I say maybe in one of the religions, say when you are entering the toilet, you enter with your right leg or left leg, maybe left leg. When you are leaving, you leave your right leg. Those are demonology. Anything that is telling you that observe these things, tip-tap, one, you are given steps, codes, things you must strictly adhere to. Wake up by 1 a.m., read Psalm 31 into water, don't miss it, read it only twice, call the name of Jesus 7 times, call the Holy Ghost fire 21 times. You are given to demonology. Things like all those street codes, demonology. That you are using the name of Jesus is not the point. You can use the name of Jesus to walk against Jesus. I have taught you that before, right? Amen. So please, that's Christ now. Is he on? The one behind you. So you can use the name of Jesus to walk the works. To walk against Jesus. So all those things, they are angel worship. For instance, who told Moses to off his sandal? God or an angel? Eh? Is that the message of the angel? Is that what God sent the angel to go and tell Moses? Huh? What was the message? Come on. Go and tell Pharaoh that I want to deliver Israel, right? So where did the off your sandal come from? Is it from God or from the angel? And today, some people are still offing their sandal. In the name of what? Say, I'm not given to demonology. And so those are untaught angels. Also, there are things we brought in from our previous idol worshiping background. Please, those are not greater works. We don't measure greater works by results. Are you hearing me? It's not results that we use to measure what is called greater works. We use goodness. Anything that you do and the result will be to captivate men. That's not greater works. Any work you do at the end of the day, the attention of people is on miracle, not on Jesus. That's not greater works. Greater works teaches the goodness of God. Greater works teaches Jesus. That's the point. Also, write this down. Let me wait for you. Well done. Are you ready? Now, demons seek to use men to display their rebellion against God. Demons, they seek to use men to what? To display their rebellion against God. They do that so very well. They seek to use men to display that they are rebelling against God or their hatred for God's man. I came on the AC. Their hatred for God's man. Witchcraft, manipulation, homosexuals. You just see some people just behaving so funny. To be candid, one out of every 2 times I've been to ShopRite, I always see somebody that has a demon. I'm serious. Just see some people just behaving funny. Yeah, this is a demon. This is a demon. A demon is affecting. I also want just you know, no. Let me not talk. Anyway. No, normally, shungam is not good, right? It's not bad, right? A lot of you are shungam, right? Sorry. Relax. Hear what I want to say. It's discernment. No, it's not by shungam, okay? Now, there was a time I entered a place. I just, by my right, I just looked. Calm down now. Why must your whole head be... I looked at him first time, I took my eyes away. I said, look again. When I looked the second time, I saw something more than a chewing gum. So, see, demons seek to use men. Men. How will demons show to God, show that they hate God? They use men. They will disgrace men. They disgrace the image of God. Now you see them doing funny things. Hope you know, it's not all those. Let me tell you the truth. When you see a herbalist that he does not wear shoe, ties dead corpse, the head of a goat on his hand, he doesn't shave his beard. Hope you know it's not those things that brings the power, that brings his demonic power. Those things is just to disgrace him. Oh God. Those things is just to disgrace the person. That's how you say some people, they say, okay, for you to do this money ritual, you must be eating inside, what do you call it? Abraganda, ultimate power. You must be eating at Beragran, be eating all your dinner at Beragran. It's not because that's what the demon just wants to you. Don't worry. I will just disgrace. See all the false religions today. See how they pray. You know, it's just, God just, demon just wants to disgrace you. To show that, to show God, see your creation, there is disgrace. How can you say that acceptability to God is when your shoulder is somewhere? It's when you don't shave. It's when you do this. It's when you do like this and without talking, pray to a God that does not answer you. Praise God. Watch out for it. No, there is no street code. There is no street code for spirituality. Once you are seeing a street code, the demonology is coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say by my makeup. Say by my makeup, I am superior. Say I am superior. Praise God. See, some sicknesses too can be demonic. It's not all. Some sicknesses you lay hands, the effect will be curative, but some will be demonic. And of course, that is by discernment anyway. By discernment. See, there is no too much teaching in the Bible for the power of God. The power of God is that you use it. Glory to God. Please don't miss this. The power of God is just that you use it. There's not too much teaching here. It's that you use it. What Bible teaches you is your makeup. Based on your makeup, just lay hands in the name of Jesus. I command healing. In the name of Jesus. Demon, I say go. In the name of Jesus. It's your makeup. All you need to do is, I know who I am, I take my place in Christ, and I cause this to happen. I have told you once, it's not about feeling hot thing in your left hand, or you are feeling anointing flowing, whether it's flowing or it's not flowing, you know you are who you are. Say, I'm who I am. Yeah. Luke 10. And we say, right now, these people, what is right now is touch and go, touch and follow, touch and follow. Those things, they don't work on you. How will he work on you? Somebody touch, say, follow me. What do? Slap the person. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You slap. Say, pa, follow me. Do like you are following him. From the back. Pa! In the name of Jesus. Are you stupid? Are we met here? Amen!
Amen!
That's it, though. It's not about you. I prayed for all night. It's I know who I am. I carry my head everywhere I go. What is my head? My increased sanity. When I say my head, I'm not talking about my zeal. I carried my head, my increased sanity everywhere I go. I carry my mindset, right mindset. It's not about if I pray. It's not about if I score two in the exam. This one is different. This is your makeup. Say, it's my makeup. Although if you score two, you will not. Amen. Praise God. But I will ask you so much that you forget your makeup. But see, I am who I am. Anyone that will honor you will be blessed of you. Nothing shall by any means alter you. Luke chapter 10. Luke 10. You are full of God. You are full of God. Charms don't work on you. That's the least thing that can work on you. Charm. That's the least thing. If they say this, there are two believers. One is a drunkard. One is a babalawo. Go for the babalawo. That is easier. Praise God. Hallelujah. That one is easier. Glory. That one is so easier. That don't even like to cross your mind. You don't pray about demons. You don't pray about bad dreams. You shout it away. Amen.
Amen.
You Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned. Do you know the 70? Judas is there. The thief. He was there. And you are saying that I've not prayed enough. Why does he want to pray? And you just finished praying 50 hours. You want to do another 50 hours. I say you have not prayed enough. What do you want to pray? Say something about my makeup.
Say,
I know my makeup. Say, my makeup does the works of Jesus. Amen, amen. I've told you, anyone that will honor you as being sent from God will be blessed by you. It's not about things. It's not about, is the keyboard playing? Is it about, is this sonorous song? Praise God. It's your makeup. Okay, 18. I read 18. You read 19 for me. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. 19. One, two, go, guys. Behold, I give you power, serpents and scorpions, and over how many? How many? Say it with attitude. How many? Say all the powers of the enemy. And what shall the enemies offer you?
Nothing.
Say nothing. With attitude. Say nothing. Things of the spirit is not serving on service. It's not a time to be gentle. Your gentility is rebellion. You are gentle. Remember what is it Pastor Joel that said that, like, for instance, if for the spirit to be moving in a place and not to participate is what is rebellion. So we are rejoicing. You say, me. No, you are rebelling against God. So in this type of times, it's time to talk, to reenact who you are, to say it. You know it, but I'm telling you again, amen.
Amen.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Say my makeup is
anti-demons.
So whenever you see demonic activities, it should be irritating to you. You shout out the demon. That's the point. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. No negotiation. That's the point. Let me teach you something. Mark it very well the first time. Don't build up faith in the place of responsibility. Right now, you are building up faith. Amen? Don't build up faith in the place of responsibility. Of course, I'm not at times it works, but be a responsible believer. Don't build up faith when there is time to dish out the power of God. That's not the time to pray out. God, use me now. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. So you say, in the name of Jesus, do you believe I can heal you right now? Lay hands in the name of Jesus, receive your heart desire. Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen, amen. Say the power of God is as simple as that.
That's
like in your church. Anytime you are going for a
parish learn to minister to more than one or two, three people. You know the reason? You don't know who is disdaining you in his heart. Someone is saying, you say, ah, this one, can you? You don't know who is disdaining you. And before you use their own judgments to rate your own self, are you with me?
Yes.
Quickly go to another. They ask them, is it Ken Copeland? They say, if you lay hands on somebody on a healing line and he died, what are you going to do? He say, what? I will go to the next person. Praise God. Are you with me?
Yes.
Say, I know what I have got.
I know what I have
got. Say, I can only make a man better.
I can only make a man better.
It's not mental analysis. That's the point. Is it power of God? No negotiation. So don't be responsible. Be responsible. Don't start very sick by talking like it's probability. No. The first time you speak, let the man, let the demon, let yourself, let you know that you are serious. Don't talk like you are talking with we are nothing but pencil. Hey, say I work miracles. Hallelujah. Say I cast out demons. Say I don't walk them out.
I cast them out.
That's the point. You tell, thank you, Lord Jesus. You say your presence in this body is rebellion. Out! You don't see you. It's not talking. No negotiation. Get out! It's a military action. Don't say my hands is knocked out. I'm not feeling. It's your makeup. Says my makeup. Says my makeup. Say we do what God will do. If he were here. How do you think God will cast a demon? Say, yeah, demon, Kwele. Sorry. Amen. Woo! Glory to God.
Amen.
God will not negotiate. And let me say this. God has never cast a demon out before. He has not done one before. One, he has not. It is men that cast out demons. Men with God inside. It's not God. If God will do things, he will require no human intervention. Our words are authority. We ask God out. We ask God out. Our words are authority. Our words rules. Our words must be obeyed. Angels are created by words. Our words must be obeyed. Say
my words
must be obeyed.
Must be obeyed.
That's the point. Your words must be obeyed. Angels are created by words. They respond to words. See, these are topics that at times, as you are listening, you are building some momentum in tongues. But Chinese, if you look back again, I will collect your phone, I will collect everything you are holding. Focus. That's why we are digging it together. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Focus attention. That's the point. Now, rather than focusing on loss, like we are talking in love of the word, now you are. It's time to focus on the power of God. Say on the power of God. Say focus attention on the right things. Mark 16:17. Sons cast out demons. That's all I know. Sons of God, they cast out demons. Don't judge. Don't allow any experience to cause you to go to the next person. You finish praying for one, go to the next person. Amen, amen. As you pray for anyone, you expect them to be better, instanter. You expect a cure. You expect an instant response. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, sons cast out demons. Mark 16:17, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They cast out devils. They cast out devils. They speak with new tongues. So, if you can speak in tongues, it shows you can cast out demons. Oh, man, I told you, these are topics at times you just build momentum. It's you. Since you can speak in tongues, you can cast out demons. Since you can speak in tongues, you can cast out demons. Since you can speak in tongues, you can cast out demons. Yes, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Since you speak in tongues, you cast out demons. You work miracles. Don't use nice words. It's forceful eviction. It's forceful. And if they shall take up serpent, if they drink any deadly thing, any, it shall not hurt them. They lay hands on the sick recover. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. This is not what God comes down to do. Come down, Holy Spirit, come down. We are waiting for you. No, he's already down. He's in you. Express God from within. Express God from within. Express God from within. Stop looking at your feminine nature. You say, oh, but pastor, I'm feeling hungry. Are you sure I can? It's about your makeup. Hungry or not, you've got the power of God. Amen. You are sad or you are happy, you've got the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Any, your emotion is not emotion. It's makeup. Amen. You put makeup on your face, it's always there. Sad or not sad, it's there. It's makeup. It's your makeup. It's who you are made. It's your makeup. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where's the makeup? Sonship. I'm not saying dunamis. Sonship. Take that message against sonship and authority. Who you are in Christ. Have you seen that everything that God does for us is true? It's true sonship. Temptation, sonship. Salvation, sonship. Casting out of demons, sonship. Sons cast out demons. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. 12, verse 4. Amen, amen, amen. Staka Bantos Togo Vatekirano, Sovate, Vokataos. Maneke Sega. You allow walking some miracles to sink. You stop thinking like a Jacob believer. You stop thinking like a believer that acts according to norm, that does not expect the supernatural. You stop thinking like such. You think like a man with the power of God, a man expressing God. You are a God expressor. You express God. You express divinity. You express life. You give life to dead tissues. You give life to dead organs. You give life to dead organs. You give life. You give life. We give life.
We give life.
It's not peculiar to pastor. It's not peculiar to Paul. It's you are a son of God. You give life. That is what you can do. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No worry, we'll pray about this for just 20 minutes after this sermon. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. Now, pay attention right now. Let's listen. Let's read together. Now, there was diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. Let me explain. Diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Which Spirit? That's a new creation. Spirit there is not talking about God. It's talking about, of course, the new creation. The same Spirit. He say, although they are different charisma, but let me explain. Okay. Diversities of gift. I know a lot of you have a lot of ideas about this First Corinthians. Just pick it as simple as I'm explaining to you. It's so simple. Don't have this complex idea of things that you just read to a paper and you'll be working. It's easy. Just follow the thought pattern. Amen. You read it without external idea. Okay, diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. So he's saying, although there are different charisma, but this is not just what you have. He's talking about what you give. The word gifts here, who is charisma, refers to what you give. He's not saying you have, he's not saying there are different currency in the pocket of Ife. No. Right? He's talking about the things you give. So it's like, there are different type of giving, but the same Spirit. It's not just what you have, it's what you give. Charisma is not just what you have, it's what you give. Let me say it again. Charisma is not just what you have that you give. Say what I have, that I give. What I have, that I give. Let me explain to you. Let's see the way it is used. See charisma in Romans 1:11. Charisma is not just what you have, it's what you give. Romans 1:11. Romans 1:11. For I long to see you that I may. Hold on. Everybody is there. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you somewhat. So is that talking about a gift inside or a gift that is being transferred? That may give unto you what spiritual gift, that is charisma. What you give, right? Okay. To the end that you may be established. Romans 12, verse 6. Romans 12, 6. First one is Romans 1, 11. This one is now Romans 12, verse 6. Romans 12, 6. Okay, just guess it just this time. Let's do this then. I'll postpone the other one.
because that one is similar to this. Let me pick it somewhere, times, so others can be blessed. But please focus, okay? But that is, we pray and we'll be done. So those who can study should study. We still have some chance of praying and etc. Okay, Romans 12 verse 6. Let's read slowly. Haven't then what? Gift, differing according to the what? Grace that is given unto you. What is gift? Whether what? Prophecy. Let us what? Prophesy according to the proportion of it. Say things you give.
Things you give.
So you're not just saying what's something that is residing somewhere in you. It's what you give. He described more of what you do, not just what you have, but what you do. 1 Corinthians 7:7. 1 Corinthians 7:7. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
For I warn that all men were even as I am, I myself, but every man has his what? Proper gifts of God after his manner and another after that. See 2 Corinthians 1:11. So word of knowledge is more than something you is more than something you have, it's what you give. Or I would say it's more of something you give than what you have. What you give. Say gifts are what I give. So it's not about confessing that I have gifts of you. It's not you have, I give. Say I give. Say, I give healings.
I
give word of knowledge.
I give
word of wisdom. I prophesy. I work miracles. I heal the sick. I inspire faith. Glory! It's what you give. It's what you give. 2 Corinthians 1:11. You also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us, see bestowed by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. What you give. 1 Peter 4:10. Let me read verse 10. You read verse 11. 1 Peter 4. I'll read 10. You read 11. As every man has received the gift, even so what?
Minister.
Even so what? Minister, right? The same one to
another.
Say one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 11, want to go? If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do so as the ability which God giveth. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Says so
what I give.
2 Timothy 1:6. So let me now explain this to you. If I go back to 1 Corinthians 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These are things I give. 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 A man full of the word, full of the Holy Ghost. I give miracles. I give healing. I give signs and wonders. As I lay hands, I give. As I speak, I give. I'm saying my own. But say, as I speak, I give. As I lay hands, I give. As I behold people, I give. As I speak, I give. That's prophecy. As I lay hands, I give miracles. As I lay hands, I give healings. As I lay hands, I give faith. As I lay hands, I communicate power. I didn't say speak in tongues, though. As I lay hands, I give. I give. I give. I give. These are things I give. These are things I give. I communicate power. I communicate the omnipotence of God. I communicate the power of God. As I lay hands, I see ability at work. As in the place of ministry, I see ability at work. As I lay hands, I give. I give. I give. I give. I give. I give. As I lay hands, I give. Oh, as I speak, I give. As I behold, I give. As I stare upon, I give. As I'm being touched, I give. I give, I give, I give. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Canal Sovi, Sega Bata, Kanara, Star, Bateke, Pay. Focus attention again. Focus attention. Focus attention. Not by power, not by mind, but by the same Spirit of God within you. Focus attention. You focus on your makeup works, signs and wonders. Gone are the days that saints rely upon miracle handkerchief. Right now, focus attention on our makeup. Focus attention on who we are in Christ. Focus attention. Focus attention on the Father within. Focus attention. The Father is within. He dwells the works. The Father is within. He dwells the works. The Father is within. He dwells the works. He dwells the works. He dwells the works of Jesus. Focus attention. Focus attention. Amen.
Amen.
So 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7. Want to go? Spirit of fear, but power of love of a sound mind. So how is he to stir up ministry? What did Paul give him? Consciousness. What did Paul give Timothy? He gave him consciousness, alertness, consciousness to teach the gospel and to work miracles. Consciousness. Consciousness. I believe I see under the gift of faith. Consciousness. Consciousness. Paul did not give him power. He gave him consciousness. When we lay hands on people for ministry, it is consciousness. It's to open a faculty of your mind to ministry, to teaching ministry, to ministry of healings, to ministry of miracles. It's consciousness that we transfer. So now we are giving miracles to one. No, it's that should be gift of faith. It's consciousness. So when we lay hands on people as per ministry, we transfer awareness, consciousness to their minds. So now as they lay hands on you, everything you don't know will now jump on you. No, but consciousness that you can do this. Your mind will be open to your responsibility. Say consciousness.
Consciousness.
1 Corinthians 12 verse 4 now. Go back there. Consciousness, alertness, alertness, consciousness. You walk the works of Jesus. You get the results of Jesus. You don't say no in the place of miracles. You lay hands and you expect a cure. You lay hands and you try to tell people to try what you cannot do before. Say consciousness.
Consciousness.
Thank you. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. Amen. Now listen, let me explain to you this chapter again. So he's saying although you see different giftings, although you are seeing different diversities, you are seeing different distribution to men, but guess what? It's the same spirit. Meaning, we all blessed by the same spirit. We all blessed by the spirit. Not by mental calculation. We don't give all the knowledge by first checking somebody's Facebook profile. And I say, yeah, yes, I know the name of your mother. Not just that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Some people do some ridiculous thing. They will say, don't worry. They want to start from the known so they cannot get to the known. Don't do that. You will, before you know it, you are into idolatry. Are you with me? You understand what I'm saying? Some people, they will go first search for your history. They say, okay, maybe like if I know your house, if I know the street you are, I will now know your house number. You understand? So they first go and search out some. You should not be asking me, this person. Well, no, don't do that. Amen. Don't say, I trust the power of God.
I trust the power.
Say, I am alive always.
I am alive always.
To miracles.
Hallelujah.
Say, I am alive always.
I am alive always.
To word of knowledge.
Word of
say, no manipulation here.
Word.
Say, I am life.
I am life.
So just carry bold face there. Don't bother what you don't know. Just carry your bold face there. I am alive to God. It will flow. Say nothing yet. How shall it will flow? Say it will flow.
It will flow.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Say, I cannot speak and be wrong.
I cannot speak and be wrong.
Amen, amen,
amen.
So it's not by scrutiny. No, 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 no. We bless because God is already united with our spirit. Now listen. Although different believers, we bless with the same spirit. Although my spirit is not your spirit, that is why we don't die all the same day, right? If my spirit is your spirit, the day one person die, what will happen to everybody else? Everybody will just die. Amen. Praise God. That's serious. So because Bible says the body without the spirit is what? Is dead, right? So it's not that my spirit is your spirit too, but my spirit is joined to the spirit of the Lord. Your spirit is joined to who again? The same spirit of God. Are you with me? Making one spirit. So, all new creation has God in common in their spirit. Write it down that way. All the new creatures have God in common in their spirit. So whether it is EZ that is blessing you, the predominant part is that God is blessing you. Whether it's IG that is blessing you, the predominant thing is that God is blessing you. Whether Torah is blessing you, the predominant thing is that what? It is God. Same spirit. Do you understand that? Don't lose this, so. Whoever is blessing you, even although individuals in the church are blessing you, the pastor can bless you, the same spirit. A member can bless you. How many spirits? Same spirit. Say same spirit.
Same spirit.
You go to 1 Corinthians 10:16. Well done, well done. That's why I want you to focus on this so you can know, but I want to get it. You get this, the other part is even more of prophecy, which not tomorrow. Tomorrow will be one of the streets day. 1 Corinthians 10:16. Of course, we bless. Okay, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? 17, slowly, want to go? For we be many, how many bread?
One.
Say one bread.
One.
And one body, for we are all made partakers of that what? One bread. Amen. Glory to God. Say we are in Christ. Say we partake of that oneness. Say all believers, we bless with the same spirit. Verse 5. And there are differences of what? Administration. But what? 1 Corinthians 12 verse 5. That's what I mean. And there are differences of administrations, but I mean, Lord.
Amen,
amen, amen. Please, what do you think, e.g., okay, before I even continue, from verse 4 to verse, let's say verse 12, what is the most used word there? Just scan through. Check. What do you think is the most used word there? I don't understand this with that urinate 5 times in the summer. I don't understand their issue. They need deliverance. Sorry, what is most commonly used word there? Spirit or same? We have same Lord too now. So, what is most common? Same, right? Same. What do you think Paul is actually teaching this chapter? Is teaching believers to value other believers. Is teaching value. This is why a lot of people miss and they just start preaching anything from this place. What he's teaching is love, is honor for each member of the body. Mashani is right in Jesus' name. Don't drop that barrel again. So now he said in verse 5 now, there are differences of that. Just again, he's the same Lord. Meaning, although you see men in different offices, you see Stabuki doing this for you, Stabe doing that, Stapla doing that, how many Lord are we serving?
One.
Say same Lord.
Same Lord.
Say same Lord.
Same Lord.
Please don't miss this today. I know a lot of you love to say things about the things of the Spirit. Same Lord, same Lord. That's the point. So, although you see men in different offices, in fact, if you see in Romans 12, one is called to give, one is called to teach, it's easy for you to discard the one that is just doing in helps ministries, for you to only give credence to the men in teaching ministry or in the miraculous ministry. But what is God saying? He's the same Lord. So, what do you think he's teaching? Value. Say value.
Value.
That means you value each one. Don't lose that. You value each one. If you are seeing different blessings, we are all blessed by the same spirit. If you are seeing men in different offices, it's the same Lord. It's the same Lord. Different ministries, apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors. How many Lord are we serving? Same Lord. One Lord. Say one Lord.
One Lord.
So the context of the chapter, he was addressing dishonor for some parts of the body.
The body now, body like church, okay?
Paul was addressing that dishonor that perhaps the Corinthians should have for some part of the body.
And I will explain. Don't forget to be shopping, sipping tongues inside. Anywhere, I've taught you properly, wherever you go to, and you are, they are teaching things of the Spirit, it's not a quiet service. Remember, no man speaking by the Spirit of God, what? Keeps quiet. Hallelujah. So, you just be sipping tongues. If you are chewing gum now, remove it in the name of Jesus and put it somewhere. It's not a time to chew gum. It's time to be serious. Speak words. Amen. Okay, it's not the time, it's the time to speak. You speak, you mix your mind with this. Because mastery comes in mixing your mind with this. Rashani, speak in the name of Jesus. You speak. Glory, glory, glory. So now he now said. So I said the context of the chapter, he was addressing dishonor for some part of the body. He was teaching love. So here he was bringing them to know that although different functions, different charisma, but we serve the same Lord Jesus and we act by the same God in us. Let me say it again. Here, he was bringing them up to know that although we have different functions, different charisma, but we serve the same Lord Jesus and we act by the same God in us. We serve the same Lord Jesus and we act by the same God in us. So value everybody. Verse 6. And there are diversities. Let me wait for you. Same Lord Jesus, same God in us. 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 Same Lord Jesus and same God in us. We serve the same Lord Jesus and we act by the same God in us. Verse 6 now, 12 verse 6. And there are diversities of operations, but it is same God. That same is too common there. To tell you that he's telling you that, hey, don't belittle anybody in the body. Don't say rejoice cannot bless me. There are diversities of operation now. This one is key. But it is the same Lord which worketh all in all. So, although you see different intensity in ministration, you see different depths in teaching, different level of engagement. Let me take it again. Different intensity in ministration, different depths in teaching, different level of engagement. Don't forget that the word operation means intensity, right? But it is God working all the intensity in all of us. I should recap. Amen. I'm to recap. Come on, speak small tongues. I will recap. You are quiet as I'm not recapping. So, different intensity in ministration, different depth in teaching, different level of engagement, but it is the same God working all the intensity in all of us. Oh, glory, glory, glory. We walk the works of Jesus. We value one another. So operations covers both the gift and the administration. Operations. It's that intensity, right? It covers both the gifts and the administrations. No, I can teach, right? Pastor can also teach. Brother can teach. Stockwell can teach. Stavian can teach. We can all teach. So, but that's me. I am teaching. I give you the Greek word. This, our now people come. It does not even only give you the Greek word. Give you the root word. Show you from every place in the New Testament, Old Testament. Who should you not value? Eh? And somebody just come, just read Ephesians 1 for you. Just read and we pray. Who should you not value? Eh? So that is what he's emphasizing. Although you are seeing different levels of engagement, different depths everywhere, what should you focus on? The same God. I told you in this place that most times we rely upon a lot of reason why some people miss their healings because they only focus on maybe teaching time. I get you singing that you're coming, the power of God is in the atmosphere. You are saying, isn't this a small girl or something? And this one is saying, let's take confession. He says, confession is normal. It's not normal. Amen? Says different level of operation, but it's the same God. Say we focus in the same God, working in all. Amen, amen? Say we have different offices in the church, but we know
We are serving the same Lord Jesus. Say, I disdain none. Don't forget that. That's the teaching in this place. That's the teaching. That's right. That the common word is same. Let's keep reading. So while it is teaching, it is God blessing you. Pay attention. Where is that peace? It's God teaching. Where is me? It's God teaching you. It's God blessing you. Pay attention. We also talk more about this inside offices. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7 now. Oh, hallelujah. I love this. 12 verse 7. 12 verse 7. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Glory, glory,
glory.
Let's read as loud as what you want to go. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
What is being given here? The Spirit or the manifestation of the Spirit?
The manifestation.
So if it is God that is given, what does God give? Spirit or manifestation?
Spirit.
So God gives spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
So if you are seeing manifestation of the Spirit, who gives that one?
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
say it is believers that manifest the Spirit.
Amen.
Say God only gives the Spirit.
God.
Say God does not manifest. We are the manifester. Glory, 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 glory.
I manifest the Spirit.
So you give them. So what are the manifestations of the Spirit? That is what he's about to start talking about in the next verses. The results of having the Spirit we give to people for their good. That has taken you back to John 14. That means we don't give people for bad, right? We don't give people for evil. We don't give people for death. We don't make people who are bad. We don't make them worse. Amen. We give it to men for their good. That means when anybody eats me, it will become better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, whoever eats me,
yes,
or whoever I eat,
yes,
he will become better.
He will be better.
That is all I know.
Because
I have a good God with him. Glory. You have a good God. Whoever eats you will become better. Whoever you eat. I mean, and whoever encounters you or whoever you encounter, they must become better. The manifestation of the Spirit we give to people for their good. For their good. That's John 14 now. Saying the Father that is in me, he dwells the good works, the greater works, quality for good. God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost, doing good. We give men for their good. I don't give word of knowledge to scatter families. I give for their good. I don't give prophecies to cause somebody to run away from God. I give for their good. I give for their good. I don't work miracles of death. I work miracles of life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for their good. Say, for their good.
Amen.
For their good.
Amen.
Say, this is the joker of the New Testament ministry. It is for men's good.
Amen.
That's the point. It's for men's good. Ah, hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Father. Now say from verse 8. You don't give death. Come on. Now 4 to 1. So what is it? To 1? To 1? Amen? Say to 1. So this is not talking about God to you. This is where what? Believer to believer. Amen, amen. Or believer to anybody. To unbeliever. Believer to the world. Believer to anybody. 4 to 1. Right? 4 to 1 is given by the what? Spirit, the word of wisdom. So when you now see the word of air flowing from maybe another angle, what should you remember? Same spirit. Say same spirit.
Same spirit.
That means although this one looks like it, don't forget, same spirit. That means don't value one and disdain the other. Same spirit. The sources are the same. Are you getting this, brethren?
Yes, sir.
So now, that means from there, you will see two streams of teaching. Firstly, the things being given are good. Because, of course, all the 9 gifts are good. They are for the benefit of the recipient. The things being given are good. 2 streams of teaching there. The things being given are good. Because all the 9 gifts are good. They are for the benefit of the recipient. Some people think that the things of the Spirit, teaching about the things of the Spirit, must be disordered. So nobody is writing. You can write here, you will lambano the power of God. You can write there, you are focusing. You can write there, you are mixing your mind with your reality. Amen, amen. We must teach the right attitude. Hallelujah. As touching ministry. So, all the 9 gifts are for good. See, if you have anybody in ministry that they always say rubbish, not rubbish, that you don't say, teach them. You don't have to recommend my message. Just teach them. It's easy. It's not something that is spooky. Hallelujah. It's not God to us. It's us to us. So, because all the 9 gifts are good. See, all the 9 gifts are good. Say, they are for the benefit of the recipients. So, it's not saying that God gave you today, word of knowledge. God gave an apple tomorrow. Word of, God is not a retailer. He gives the spirit. Hallelujah. Say, it's not a retailer. He is a whole giver. He's not one today, tomorrow. He gives once and he gave the spirit. So secondly, they are from the same source, same spirit. That, those are the two sources of streams. Firstly, it's for men's good. Secondly, same spirit. Same spirit. Same spirit. To another, faith by same spirit. Say faith.
Faith.
Hallelujah. What's faith? You cause someone to do what? He may think he is not able to do right. So faith can inspire ministry. Faith can inspire other gifts in that same person. It's an awareness. You open a faculty in somebody. When he thinks he's vegetable, you are waking his mind. Hey, you are a man with the power of God. So I know that the gift, remember, the gift of healing, right? Hallelujah. Healing freely by the same spirit. To another, the workings of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, it's just to another. To another. To another, discernment of spirit. To another, kinds of tongues. I've explained that to you. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Amen? But all these workers that one and the same spirit dividing to every man severally as the recipient wills. That's God wills. As a recipient, wills say what they require, I can give. So anybody that needs word of knowledge, you give him. He needs miracles, I can give. You want healing, I can give. I can give. We can give. We give. We give. We give. We give. Oh. So the teaching here is, even if you give miracles, that's all. Even if who gives you miracles and he who gives you word of knowledge are different, don't forget. How many spirits? Same spirit. So honor them both as from God. Don't discard one. Honor them both. Don't belittle one. Why? See verse 13. This is awesome. Verse 13. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See verse 13. For by how many spirits?
One.
Say one spirit.
Yes.
Are we all baptized into what? One body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, we have been made to drink of how many? Into one spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes,
say one spirit.
One spirit.
Because in salvation, although we are different, yet we receive the same Spirit of God. Although we are different, we receive how many? The same Spirit of God. No, you can be tired, yet you'll be blessed. That's not, the point is not that prayer, it's your attention, your disposition, your alertness, your attitude. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. See verse 12, verse 14 now. Now, you now see how he explains it carefully. For the body is not one member, but many, right? If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Are you seeing that? Don't look at me, Bashanis. Bible, the man of God. So, if the foot shall say, no, at times we read these verses, we leave the explanation. This is the explanation. This is how you know what he's talking about. So he's saying, if the future say, because I only give small, very fragment of word of knowledge. If the future say, because I am not the hand, because I am not the one doing the real stuff, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? Are you with me? Are you with me? Praise God. So don't say, because I am not given a role to work miracles, not ability. Don't say, because I am not given the role to work miracles, therefore I am not important. No.
Write this down. We all need us. We all need us. We all need us. Don't say because I'm not giving the role to for healings or for miracles, then I'm not important. No, we are all important. 17. If the whole body were an eye, where were hearing? If what everybody is given is healing, who will work miracles? Who will give word of knowledge? If the whole body were an hearing, where were the smelling? Don't forget, he's using the part of the body to describe the functionality of the body of Christ and how we value each one. Are you getting it? That is how to just interpret the whole place, the whole chapter as one thing, not different thing. See verse 18. But now as God said the members, every one of them in the body as it has pleased him, right? Now see 19. And if they are all one member, then where are the body? 20. But now are they many members? Yet, how many body? 21. Please read. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seems to be more feeble are what?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
For instance, is the teaching ministry, is it important?
Yes.
But if there's nobody to open the church, this church door, are we going to have teaching ministry?
Yes.
So, helps ministry, are they less important?
No.
Is everybody vital?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Say, we value everyone. If air is filled with death, we poo-poo everything, will the teaching ministry, will it work? Now, but let me teach you more of priority here now. See 23. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon this we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Don't forget, this is an analogy. Let me ask you a question. Of the gift of the Spirit, of the givings of the Spirit, of the givings of the man in Christ. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Which part will seem to be more feeble? Which part will the carnal mind think that is not necessary? Think. Which part will the normal mind think that this one is this least? Huh? Don't you say tongues, be smart. What will you say? Utterance gift, right? Amen. Because you know, when you give word of knowledge, what will happen? Wow, right? When you give word of wisdom, this wow. When you do miracle, what will happen? Wow, healings, wow, faith, wow, right? But he's saying in verse 24, for our comely part have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which was lacked. Don't forget, it's an analogy. So God has bestowed more honor on the past than that normal human reasoning will not pay attention to. God has put more honor on that part. Don't forget tongues. I mean, don't forget your temple. God has put more honor on that part that the normal human reasoning will disdain. You know that the natural man will not celebrate. That is the one that God has bestowed more honor. I will explain. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1. Oh, not stege votete ko valara na na na. I'm a man full of wonders. I am full of God. I'm full of God. We are healed in our body. We've got the power of God at our disposal. We are healed. We are healed. We are healed. The consciousness of God is ours. We are healed. We are healed. We are healed by the power of God. By the power of God, by the power of God. We don't say no in the place of ministry. We don't say no in the place of power. We are filled, we are filled, we are filled, we are filled. By the power of God. Whoever honors us will be blessed as he wills. As whoever wills, he will be blessed. I say 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1. Thank you. 14 verse 1. Let's read slowly. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may what?
Prophesy.
So write this down. That is the honor of God. Oh God. You know why?
Because prophecy will arrange your life in the ministry. Higher. Because prophecy will arrange your life into the ministry. In the ministry.
Don't worry, I will explain more.
Come on. Prophecy will arrange your life. It will arrange your life. See chapter 12, verse 24. Prophecy will arrange it. It will align it. Your life in the ministry. It will align it for you. 1 Corinthians 12, 24. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the body should have the same care one for another. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's easy to try to value miracles than prophecy, right? Hello? But let me ask you this question. How do you think Paul knew that prophecy had more honor? Think. Think in tongues. I didn't say you stop tongues. Think, you are yet in tongues. The Old Testament. What is the ratio of prophecies of miracles in the Old Testament? Think about it. It will be like 100:1. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you with me? Hope you know, miracles gave them temporary relief, but prophecy brought the Messiah. Hope you know. Thank you. Go to chapter 12 now to 26. I will explain. Just relax. Halantezo, viste, gave it, take a vite, gave it, laris, take a vata, kaba, sova, take a leke, take a stoga, vata, tara, ande, alagantunta, take a vite. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, talking about the part of the body, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Let's read 28 slowly. Hey, you are tired. 28. Yes. God has set some in the church. First word, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then, gift of healings, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Let me ask you again. How did God set them in the church? You are forgetting offices, right? How did God set them in the church? Through appointment, right? Appointment, write this theory down. Through appointment, then through mastery and maturity. Maturity is responsibility to help. Mastery is responsibility. How do you know God has called you to teach men in a concept when you understand? Understanding is responsibility. Oh God. So if you are found, Ayananos, Avatic, Manas, Togo, Vili, Racket, Astogo, Vatima, Stegavanta, Stegavanti, Linanos, Lakova, the Kebati, Bosobata. Now, see, those what I said, appointment, right? Mastery and maturity. So if you are found jumping from one church to another, you are walking against the plan of God. Why? You need to come up the ladder. That means when you have grown to a certain level here, what you do? Just jump from this church, jump to another church. What will happen in the new place? Start again, right? So the time that you ought to have become a master teaching others, what will happen? You are back to what? To where? Believer's class. Or you are back to a place where they don't know where you are coming from, where you're not yet trusted. Are you with me?
Yes,
don't worry, I will explain more in offices, maybe next month or so. Now see 29. Are all apostles? No, right? Are all prophets?
No.
So, is he talking about is he talking about gifts or roles?
Roles.
So, So now he has come back to ministry. So nobody, it's not everybody that has, okay, is there everybody I'm sending like Brad Joshua? Huh? Hello? Is everybody, say yes. Eh? Is everybody that I gave the role of Brad Joshua to go somewhere and disciple people? No, right? So are all given the roles of a prophet? No. Are all given the role of a teacher in this place? No. Are all given the role to work miracles? Eh? But can all work miracles?
Yes.
Can all teach?
Yes.
Can all prophesy? Yes. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
Thank you. So those are roles. So see 32, that is the same way you interpret verse 30. Do you give everyone the role of the gift of healings? No. Do you give everyone the role to speak in tongues and interpret? No. Not as gifts, as a role. Tongues there is for ministry. Interpretation there is for ministry. Are you with me? Are you with me? That's a 31. But collect earnestly the best gift, yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Amen? Which one will be the excellent gift? The gift that builds men up in ministry. That is why he now talked about love in 1 Corinthians 13 before he spoke about prophecy. Because, yes, it's easy to just work miracles and you go to your house, but love will ensure that your miracles does not stop there. You now prophesy to establish somebody in ministry. Are you understanding? Some of you will wonder, why do we have that 1 Corinthians 13 interjection? It's so that you can focus on the right gift for ministry. Prophecy. 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 So, for instance, the gift of miracles, the gift of healing can heal one man in the service. In fact, it can heal three, it can heal four, it can heal ten in the service. But the gift of prophecy will do what? What will it do? It will create a minister. Hallelujah. Are you with me? That's level so. The gift of healing will heal somebody, but prophecy will do what? It will create a ministry. That means one prophecy can create another edifying assembly. Why healings will only what? Just heal people. So that is why he called prophecy the greater. And don't forget what he was telling you before in chapter 12. These are the ones that normal man will disdain, right? But on that, God has bestowed more honor. Because these are gifts that was, they create ministries. Say they create ministries.
Amen.
Say they create ministries.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So prophecy births ministries. So let's use it more. Amen. Let's use it more. Let's use it more. For instance, we have healed men in this place before, we healed yet more. But a prophecy battered a defense, Lady Kaduna, battered Mina, battered more to come. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Say prophecy arranges the life of men in ministry. Say prophecy is strictly for ministry. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Don't worry, speak. I will speak more of this later. I will see, do one more of giving and receiving prophecy. Amen. I will explain more in that. Prophecy will create ministry. Brother Hakim, help us. Prophecy will create ministry. To create ministry. So do you understand 1 Corinthians 12 right now? Eh? So the teaching there is that, hey, if you will not disdain any of the believers, you will be blessed of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you not call in the place of ministry, if you not call somebody small saint and now a big saint, you will be blessed of God. Hallelujah. If you not call a man, see me writing, come on, sit down, see me writing. If you not call a man not important, you will be blessed of God. You will be blessed of God. You will be blessed of God. John 12. So the things of the spirit, they are not unexplainable. Oh, thank God, Pastor Seku is coming again. We are all going to be blessed, mightily blessed of God. The things of the spirit, they are not unexplainable. They are not spooky. They are not spooky. You don't hear your God and you are hearing thunder. You don't hear utterance and you are hearing. No, it is clear to you. You are born of God. You are born of the Spirit. You understand the how. You know your power. You know what to do. After a healing and miracle meeting, you know what to do. Hallelujah. You are not one without power. You are the one that supplies the spirit. You are one that you give the diversity. The diversity flows from you. So you are a man with understanding. You know how God works. You know how God flows. You know how God distributes. It distributes through you. You don't wait on God. People wait on you. You don't wait on God to show up. Man waits on you to show up. It's not God that bless. You are the one using God within to bless. Sonship.
Sabati gebi de 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 de. Saka basta gavite ko basata rakata kata kada dadas zabula kata malaso batita. I'm a man of miracles. I am a man of healings. To one I give the word of knowledge, to one I give miracles, to another I give gift of healings, to another I give signs and wonders. My mind is focused on this. I heal. I do the works of Jesus.
Please pray. Come on.
Ensure you are praying the Holy Ghost. Yegala manasata. Yego tatata. It's not mysterious to you. God is not mysterious to you. God is not hidden from you. He's not hidden from you. You manifest the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Ghost. Jege Vila Dada.
And as a church, we are praying. We value everyone. We value everyone. We can receive from everyone. There is nobody that cannot bless. We can all bless. We bless by God in us. We bless by God in us.
La balara sabada. Skelota rastege bile manana. Lego la dada. Lego la dade. Rosa bile zo bile zade. Skabala manteke bile rakata ta 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 ta.
There is this treasure in earthen vessels. This treasure in earthen vessels. To the intent that the excess of power may be of God.
This treasure in 18 verses. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Alimanena.
John 12. 28. So you are alert. You are alert. This is not your story. Let me read it for you. Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it. And we glorify it again. But the people that stood about, they said he thundered. How will God be speaking? I say you cannot discern. How dare you say, I cannot hear the voice of God? Is it you that should be talking like that? That's not you. That's a trait of many rebellion. You can hear God. God does not speak to you, and you are hearing thunder.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
And lastly, like I ended the last one, you don't hear God, and you are hearing, You don't act without results. Hallelujah. Say, we don't serve dumb idols. We don't serve the fool. That's what Paul started with. See, we don't give input without expecting an output. As we speak, we heal. When we prophesy, we expect results. We don't serve dumb idols. You know, in Acts 3, Paul said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The guy refused to rise up. Peter picked his hand. I have told you to rise up. I expect a result. He pulled him up. And the guy received strength. When we act in God's name, we expect results. We expect results. We expect results. Hallelujah. Don't worry, you will pull someone else this week. Hallelujah. Out of sickness, out of depression, out of demonic oppression. Come on, pull them up. Don't give them post-check. Just say, hey, I've come in the name of the Lord. I've come to bless you. Just don't say, no, I'm here to bless you. You'll be whole again. I'll be praying for you right now. Don't expect a thunder. Don't expect the wind. But yeah, the ground shall be full of water. Yes, your heart desire, you will see. Tim Tokwe, come on. Are you here? Yes, your heart desire, you will see. You will see, you will see, you will see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I know you have gotten results. It's time to get more. Go out there, walk as Jesus. Act as Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sabbatical vintage. I beg you, when you are done with your exam, pick all these things of the speech message again. Listen to everything like twice. This particular one, listen like three times. Walk miracles. Walk miracles. When you are done with your exam, pick this series again and walk miracles. Listen very well and walk miracles. Oh, we do miracles. We heal the sick. We cast out demons. And much more, we order men's life in the ministry. We order men's life in the ministry. We create ministry. Come on, pray in tongues. I am done. Ah! Yegela balazata. Skevo tete tate. Zeko tara masate. Strengthen your resolution to work miracles. Strengthen your resolution to work miracles. Don't be ordinary. Strengthen your resolution. Strengthen your resolution to work miracles. 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 Strengthen, 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 strengthen. Strengthen, strengthen, strengthen your resolution to work miracles. Focus attention. 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 Attention. Focus attention. Zake pile bazate. Ragadaga la da de. Skeleto zata. Skapali ranteke bila manana na. Rosapala mastege. Late mastege bile mozapala rastege bide de de de. Lero ta 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 te ta.
La capala master gapete. Brike bola, brilliant dada. Zatote, zatote, zatote. La malaka sege bile mazata tatate. Impra papa sege bile manana. Lasta gapale raza pala mala mana 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 mana. Strengthen your resolution, strengthen it. Focus attention. It doesn't take more fasting. It's not about more VG. It's about focus attention on the things on Christ. Oh, after you have done miracles, you will do more. So go out and do more. As you speak, men receive. As you speak, men receive. As you speak, men receive. Bumi, come on, pray, 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 pray. As you speak, men receive. Guys, this is enough for you to focus on. You are not ordinary. If you have the Spirit of God, then you are the one to manifest the Spirit. Since you have the Spirit of God, you are the one to manifest the Spirit. Since you have the Spirit of God, you are the one to manifest the Spirit. Since you have, the Spirit of God, you are the one to manifest the Spirit. Since you have the Spirit of God, you are the one to manifest the Spirit. You are the one to manifest the Holy Ghost. Since you have the Spirit of God, you are the one to manifest the Spirit. It will not be said you lay hands without results. It will not be said you lay hands without output. For every input, there is an output. For every input you give, there is an output. It's cause and effect. 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 In the name of Jesus, you do the works of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you do the works of Jesus. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. In the name of Jesus, you do the works of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are strong. In the name of Jesus, you shaka saga valley raste gave in lenganes. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Alirazeba Lima Lamas. It is you that works miracles. It is you that works signs and wonders. It is you, it is you, it is you. With joy, no fear here. No fear here. No fear here. No inferiority here. Come on, speak words, speak words. Speak words, no fear here. 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 Come on, pray a bit more. Strengthen your resolution in signs and wonders. Strengthen, strengthen, strengthen. Kastaga patatete. Strengthen your resolution. Mapa la te 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 costa bate popa. Leko. Strengthen your resolution. Strengthen your resolution. A man of signs and wonders. A man of signs and wonders. Yabala mazepo. We honor everyone in the church as God sent. We are God sent. We are God sent. We are strong tools of edification. We create ministry. 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 Zappa la bala mata ta 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 ta.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Let the workings of miracles sink in. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. You are not deficient. You are strong. You are agile. You are in Christ. No fear in you. The works of Jesus are yours. Your priorities are well aligned. You go out there. You do as you should. You do as you should. No doubt in this atmosphere. No unbelief in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And church, you retain this consciousness, retain this mindset. As you don't just leave right and start and just go off track, you seem to sit down and pray more. Even as you are doing it, you study everything, pray more over everything. Think more. See yourself doing the works of Jesus. Pray more as you see yourself in the act, in the act, in the act. Tremendous miracle this week. As you go out this week, tremendous miracles, impacts. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow.